Next topic we need to talk about is the new equipment. We did reduce that some from previous years just to make our budget work this year. We always have our $260,000 we put there. That comes out of loss, though, so it doesn't run through our budget for the motor grader lease payment. The stuff that does come out of our budget, we have one tandem truck in there for $230,000. Two pickup type, our survey truck, and then Explorer vehicle. And then two small trailers. One's more, when we have this flooding, we don't have anything to trailer our signs around, so one for that, and then another small trailer to carry around like our mowers and stuff. We put them in the back of pickups now, which is a little difficult to do. So.
What is the tandem truck replacing? Is it another tandem, or are we still working on getting through those singles?
We're still reducing the singles, so I don't think this one replaces a tandem. Actually, there might be one older tandem that we might trade in as part of that.
And what kind of capacity do we have, and this is both for Darren and Lisa, what kind of capacity do we have yet this year to pull the tandem, the two pickups, and the trailer right at the end of this year?
I'm thinking of savings in the budget other than the fuel tax or money we didn't budget and spend. Actual fuel cost is probably where we're going to see the most savings. We've re-estimated that number way down, maybe $100,000, just because the fuel prices are still so low. So it's about $100,000 savings we'll see there.
My re-estimated in your budget with the numbers you already put in here and the numbers I put in for re-estimated salaries, and you ending 15 to 47%.
Okay.
So, I mean, you've already spent in that line. You've purchased everything. It looks like to me. You budgeted
for equipment.
Equipment. So where we're at there is where you're at. But wherever other savings are.
Probably not a lot of room this year. I think once we get past the grant discussion and everything, I think the next couple of years might open up a little bit where we could expand this equipment item a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm not talking about expanding it for next year. I'm talking about taking a couple of these and shifting them forward so we can take them out of next year's budget. Go ahead and get them, but we get them right at the end of this fiscal year.
So you think you can come up with $65,000 is what he's thinking. Do you think maybe, or I'm assuming, you think you can get the trucks and the trailer out of this year's budget and then...
Just right at the end of this
not
year,
next year.
And then we just pull it out of the budget for next year.
For at least the survey truck, maybe. The other one, I was going to push that off till the end of 17, too. That's got at least a year and a half left in that one. So I have no reason to pull that one up. The survey truck could be, and that's the more expensive one of the two by far.
Okay, and the trailers?
The trailers, yeah, we could get those anytime also. So we're probably closer to the $45,000-$50,000 range. If we want to spend some out of this current year.
So 45 gets us the survey truck and the trailers.
Yeah.
All right, so then we could make that a $20,000 line item for FY17.
Where the 60 and 60 and 5.
So you're going to cross off trailers, and you're going to cross off the two beside pickup trucks, and make it, and then you're going to reduce that down to 20,000. So take 45 out of it, and we're going to find a way to buy the survey truck and the two trailers this year. Okay.
And that's just the survey truck. Just got a utility body on it.
Yeah, we're not sure if we're going to reuse that one or go all new yet, so that's not real clear on what the actual cost is going to end up being.
And you guys did you get a new Dodge last year?
I don't think we had one. I think we got a Dodge.
Uh-uh.
I think maybe It's in the Green Brothers. They've got so much stuff they've had to move it up on Lincoln Way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that used to be the lawn care service right there on East Lincoln Way. Got a whole bunch of, looks like they're patrol cars, and then they're all white, look like fleet trucks.
Oh.
Parked there. So.
Do that. Moving equipment operations, no major changes there. Just went down a little bit.
Did you say you want to reestimate that down? Because that only got reestimated down about 500. I'm at
832,950 out of the 833,450 budget. I think I just reestimated that down in our We Keep Our Own spreadsheet. That would help cover this additional cost. I don't know if we want to reestimate it down.
Okay. Well, if I reestimate that down and equipment up, it's a wash. So I can do 45 if you want to reestimate down by 45 and just kind of switch it.
What's that? Let me check that fuel item.
Did you budget for fuel?
It's historically we've budgeted about $4. I mean $3.80 for diesel. This past year we didn't really adjust it according to. We looked at more how much we're going to use. I need to find that item.
I was just curious because it might be helpful to know the other departments come in
and so diesel stayed higher for a lot longer and then all of a sudden it's dropped to the same.
And a lot of you
know, a lot of them came back and estimated as well as you could do. Oh, they did.
Because they were at $3 or $3.50, and then they came back at $2.50.
Okay, all right.
And you probably can't tell, but just to give you an idea, we spend the budget amount for diesel $350,000, and that's down from we had $370,000 in 2016. We had been budgeting $400,000 in the past, so it's been going down, and the gas. Fuel, just regular fuel, is at $45,000 now, which this current year we're spending more for some reason. So that we can't reduce that amount, but I think we're going to go. This current year we budgeted $370,000, and I'm projecting using $300,000, so there's at least $70,000 savings. But I think it might be closer to $100,000 in savings there. We just don't know when it's going to spike back up is a problem. So.
The good thing Saudi Arabia and Iran aren't at each other's throats. It won't affect fuel prices at all long term.
So the current year $350,000 for fuel is probably a little high if things stay where they are. So I mean we could bump that down for next year if we wanted to and then amend if things did change, but right now it's in at $350,000. So you're going to not reestimate any different on equipment operations, and you're going to leave that the same?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're leaving it at the, it's 832,950 right now, and you're going to leave it there?
I'm going to leave it there, and I'm also going to leave new equipment at 356, and then they'll wash each other when he buys more.
Okay.
I got a lower one and raise one at reestimation. I'm just going
to leave them where they are. We're going to spend the $45,000 to get the survey truck and the two trailers, and it just helps us in the FY17
right.
budget.
And he needs to your DOT budget or not, because you got $396,000 in your original budget for equipment anyway. What is it, 5% or 6% you can't go over?
10%.
10%. So if I look at this right, you're going to probably spend $401,000 as opposed to the $386,000 you budgeted.
So it's perfect. Right, because you've got $39,000
right.
in terms of the DOT budget.
It looks to me like.
Okay.
You okay over there, Lisa? You getting cold?
Got a tickle in my throat.
I hear that.
It's not very comfortable.
So we'll leave equipment operations the same. Tools, materials, and supplies. Little bump there in our tools because we need a new welder in our shop, and that's about $6,000. So that's bumped up a little higher than our historical average. And then buildings and drainage districts. It's about the same as last year. Again, we have the Roland building in there for $365,000. We have I'm trying to remember last year if the building was 365 or it was 350. That doesn't matter that much. But if we don't get the Kelly building built in FY17, it might, or 16, it might carry into 17. If that's the case, we might let them both at the same time.
It was 350.
It was 350. And the $15,000 we had in there for the Marshall Story 1 drainage district assessment. Get this into the salaries. Lisa, you had a lot more updated numbers for us, especially on the benefits.
Yeah, because the way we do your salaries, it's kind of, I try to run it for the budget time so we can actually see where we're at. So now, remember, we budgeted 94%. So like pay plan staff, you're at 58% of the budgeted amount, so I'm saying you're going to need $463,000 for the rest of the year. For your re-estimated, we're going to have to probably amend for that, I would assume. I'll let you guys know when I know what the amount's going to be so you can get your DOT amendment done too. Okay?
Okay.
You know, I guess I don't have a lot of questions except for extra help. You know, we're not spending $25,000.
Yes, we're hoping to this year. We're going to advertise earlier and bump up our summer help wages a little bit. We'll see if that helps.
We didn't spend $25 this year, or aren't going to spend $25 this year, but that's because we couldn't find anybody.
Yeah, we would have liked to.
Yeah. I mean, that's a benefit to us if we can find a way to spend those dollars. We're cutting down on, we're getting more done, and we're cutting down maybe on some overtime and things like that.
Definitely.
Is there any way to work with any of the colleges?
Well, that's one of the things we're going to try to post, even at Iowa State, if we can get some sort of posting on there. I'm sure it's all online now, but we'll check into that.
What are you looking at for an hourly wage?
We bumped it to $11.50 now for summer help.
Okay.
It is.
I would say let's get it out there as early as we can. And
maybe I can reach out. I mean, we can put it on the university and the college website. Maybe we can get some contact back in the whether it's through the advising or something. I can see.
And then work comp insurance has gone down overall. Right now, in January, we're paying the last premium because we pay 25% up front and then 7 installments. So that 70... Six. Let's just re-estimate that down to 80, and then we only need to budget 80 next year. I think that's my theory. we totally redid the structure when CLP when we lost that department, so it looks different this year. And then you and I talked about the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That does include, you're right, your retirees.
Okay.
And your employees that are actually taking mm-hmm. insurance for the current year.
My only question is that if you have somebody that retires in a year, you have individuals that are eligible that have received retirement, but they haven't given 90 days notice now.
They do now, yeah.
Yep.
You know, it could be you have somebody that gets it July. I mean, forecast who exactly is going to get that benefit. But it could be a wash because the person who filled the position may or may not take insurance.
Sure.
It's closer than it was last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we
last year was a complete sweat. Yeah. Yep.
So are you leaving that at the 4/28?
Lisa, we'll let you guys know, all said and done, on what the actual salaries work out to at the 94% once we get everything plugged in.
Okay.
And now you want to talk about construction projects?
Takes down to construction. One item I want to touch first on with Lisa, we reduced a pretty good amount on our re-estimate for the current year from 1.8 down to 1 million. That's mainly due to the construction season falling on July 1st. We never know what side the money's going to fall on. We're going to be closer to 1.2 million out of this current year. I don't know if you wanted to change that now or.
Yep.
Okay. We have 1 million in there now, but it's going to be closer to 1.2 million.
Does that impact the 2.6?
That will. No.
Okay. The 2.6 are all new local projects that you're talking about.
Correct.
Okay.
So we'll move on to the construction sheet here that has a map attached. There's really only three projects on there. The first one is this Maxwell Bridge. That one's in this current year and carried over next year. Probably we have it scheduled for a marsh lighting, so it potential some money could get spent this current fiscal, but more likely it won't.
The only actual bridge rather than a big, large box culvert, right?
That is a bridge, correct. West 190th is the main construction project that needs to be in this year. I don't want to see that adjusted anymore. That bridge is getting to the point where...
That's the small one.
It's a small one, yes.
It's the one we have to do before we think of doing anything else.
Yes.
Probably good to have the conversation while we close down, Wes, so you won't be able to come. That's
down the hill as you go down the hill.
That's the small ridge, not the big one.
Yeah.
So it's east of the big ridge.
East of the big one.
But so we're going to have to close down access from west of the Skunk River going down 190th while we replace this bridge.
Yep.
Is that the time to start to talk about never reopening all the way through there?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to have it open clearly while people have to access that neighborhood from the backside.
Yeah.
But once we get this bridge put in, is now the time to start to talk about never opening up 190th all the way through to 505th, right?
Yeah. Turn to 510th to 505th, yeah.
We got a new neighborhood going in up there. Those people are going to get used to using 190th as a cut-through. If we decide that long-term we're going to keep it open, we got a major bridge replacement coming before too long across that Skunk River basin.
So it's primarily tied to the condition of the bridge and the overall cost of replacing it within the next 3 to 5 years?
Yes, it is one of our first bridges that goes underwater when we get major flooding along the Skunk.
Right.
Yeah. Because of that, it's going to be declaring our floodplain regulations. You pretty much have to span the whole floodway. It's going to be an expensive bridge on a gravel road.
And so as I see it, there's three options. Either we can commit to putting the dollars in to replace that bridge when it has to be replaced, which are major dollars for a bridge that is marginally necessary.
Yeah, right.
It's convenient for some people, but it's marginally necessary. Huge dollars to replace it. Or we can just limp along with that bridge as long as possible and enclose it when the time comes that it has to close, or which then you got how many 50 new homes built up in there that have started using it. I think it gets less and less palatable as we go down the road. And what I'm suggesting is if this board decides that no, that is not a bridge that we want to spend our money on down the road, then we would utilize it while we're putting this new bridge in so that people that live on the west side of this small bridge on 190th have access to their property while we're putting this new one in. But then once this new one's in, we never we close down the long stretch and never reopen.
Nobody lives between the two bridges, do they? There's no.
Between the two that we're talking about, there is
access to a subdivision up north.
There's one house on the gravel.
That's further up. That's up as up on the incline where the subdivision is.
Don't you have to cross a little bridge to get to that?
Well, there's two bridges that you have.
But five tenths is in between the two bridges. That's a paved road that heads up north.
That's the one I'm worried about is 5/10.
You're right, yeah.
So the people who have to utilize 5/10 are going to have to go down and come back from the west while we're redoing the small bridge.
Well, it's just like any other DOT project.
There's one house on the gravel as you go down the hill to the new bridge, but I'm sure they usually go east when they leave anyways.
No, there's no crop ground on the north side anymore, is there? At all?
I believe that's all.
I don't know
CRP
what's
or something.
It's been a while, so they
told
me old house.
You need no reason to even go there.
So I don't know if there's anything on it, because I remember when I lived up there, there was talk of closing that, and I think it was after, I can't remember when they were going to close it, but one of the gentleman that farmed the ground in the bottom circulated a petition, and he must have gotten enough signatures if they didn't close it. But if there's no crop ground in the bottom, it's in production, then really.
Yeah, there's one, a DOT employee that bought all that. Built a house way back in there.
You can't see.
I don't think he farmed any of that anymore.
He doesn't either. Is that where the car ended up?
On the south side.
How long is it going to take us to build this small bridge? Beginning to end, how long is 190th going to be closed right there?
Best guess would be 2 months.
Yeah. See, I just think once you close it, now you've got people used to not using it as a cut through.
Well, yeah, that would make most sense. While we're used to doing it.
I just think now is the time to start having that conversation.
I think it's a bridge that we can probably, almost safe to say that we can probably do without.
Dollar per, so the cost to replace that bridge for the necessary usage that it would get, it has to be the most expensive bridge in Story County. With Cameron School where it is, and the way everything sets out, I'm talking about necessary, not convenience usage,
right.
Necessary usage.
That doesn't get ag traffic, yeah.
And I mean that thing's going to be that's going to be really expensive by the time, because you're going to have to raise it, aren't you? You're going to have to go up a substantial amount when you replace it.
Yeah.
Which is going to extend the span that it's going to have to go.
Certainly. Yep, we'll start those discussions. But I just wanted to make you aware. I will really want to see that $400,000 stay in FY17, and then the only other project is the Grant Avenue. I have that all in for local dollars at this point.
We can take $150,000 off that now, right?
Yeah.
Right?
We might have to add it back in for the tile, unfortunately. But
but for now, we can take the 150. I mean, that's why I wanted to have the conversation ahead of time.
All of that 300,000 you're saying for the bike?
That
1.7 does?
Yes.
So we can take that down to 1.5.
And I think it's important when we show that that's what we've done, because that's part of our conversation.
I want the extra.
So you're taking
This is still really hard for me to swallow. You know, you look at this, and especially with the bike path. And then we have to keep in mind what we're going to have to do around Nevada. When and if the DOT ever figures out what
status on that.
That's our next that's our conversation once we get to the end of this.
I thought that was off the table, but now I don't think it is.
The public comment period is extended through January, so I don't think they...
Well, when you,
like they care.
Yeah.
Or when you factor if everything stayed just like it is right now and there was no other expansion or development in that area, you know, you could probably argue back and forth. But I think that the important thing for now would be is if we're going to get the collaboration between the city and the school board, and it's not all borne on us. I think it's worth us going ahead at this point in time. I was like you beforehand. If they would have said, no, they're not going to contribute basically anything to it, I would not have been willing to.
Well, so, I'm really, really appreciative of Mayor Pop and the school board member and superintendent being here, Tyler and Lindsay. And I'm really appreciative that they see that they need to have some skin in the game. I really, really like that we were able to get to, because it's the bike path. So you guys know that I was not pleased with the way all of this happened. Lindsay's 100% right. We don't have another school in the county that's right at the end of the gravel road like that, especially ones that have been traveled. But nobody ever mentioned it. Absolutely. It was their choice, and nobody ever mentioned it to the county until it was done. Oh, by the way, we're opening this new school, and it's a gravel road. But that doesn't change the reality. It doesn't change the reality that that's where Ames is growing, and all those people are Gilbert residents. And while I prefer to think, well, geez, that's between Ames and Gilbert, isn't it? The reality is that's a mile and a half of county ground. Those are all Story County residents. We got to figure something out. And so I'm really feeling pretty good right now that we got the bike path, which I think is a big deal. But we got it tied to it being a collaborative effort rather than, oh, county, you need to do this for us.
Yeah. I was hoping that area would develop. I'd get annexed and developers would pay for the paving. I don't know if it's the landowners. I think it's the landowners out there.
Right.
There's enough landowners in that stretch. I mean, it's going to develop over time, no question about it. But that time is more like 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know how long we can wait.
And I think you're 100% right. I think you're right to feel a little chagrin from this thing. I just don't have a better option.
Well, the other option is just not paid.
Yes, and I, like I said, I don't think we have a better option.
What do you know more about the drainage
issue? We're trying to locate it now. It's a bad time of year to do that. We're gonna, if the locators can get in there, if there's not enough snow in the intakes and stuff. But if we have to do any digging with the freeze this week, we're not going to do much more digging until spring, so it might take us a little while. Yeah, that's going to have a big impact on how it's all designed.
So that's clay tile.
Yeah. 100 euro.
We haven't touched ever. No. So the second we touch it, it's going to
collapse. Well, the reality is, even if we don't have to move it, we're still going to be spending some money on it, because you can't tell me we're going to do this work and not get into something.
Oh, there's a lot of crossings too, and we don't even know where they are. We usually replace those whenever we pave over the top of them, so we'll at least have to do that. But I'm really hoping it's offset enough where we can, if it does go bad and creates a suck hole, it doesn't get under the pavement. That's a nightmare.
And they don't make these type of deals that go over tile area.
Why'd you invent something like that when you retired?
Yeah. Well, in this day and age, you would think there would be some type of
Probably cheaper to replace them.
And I don't know that, you know, I mean.
Yeah, at this point, we don't even know how deep it is. So there's a hill right by the farmhouses and stuff. So that tile might go really deep. If that's the case, I don't know, we might be able to leave some of that through there. But the majority of it, I don't think it's very deep.
Well, I think it's completely fair for us to have the conversation, Paul, of do we just not pay? If we're going to pave it, This is the year. We've got it in our five-year calendar. We've got the funding identified to at least be able to do it. We've got the initial agreement in partnership with the city and the school system. So I think now's the time. I don't think it's a we put it off for a couple years. We either say, okay, this is something the county's going to do or we're not. And I think it's fair to have that full conversation.
And I think what we find out in the spring as far as where the tile at, and, you know, would have an impact on our discussion.
Yeah. Well, the question for us today is, in terms of the budget that we're going to publish, are we going to publish a budget that has $1.6 million in it for the paving of that, understanding that we may find out something that makes us say, no, that we can't do this, but are we going to publish a budget that has these dollars in it?
Right.
Yeah. And I would think we'd want to go ahead and have it. I mean, we're already been going through the pre-design phase and so forth. And it's either now, the way I see it, it's either now or down the road. The pressure is going to just become more astronomical if we delay it to do something in that particular area. I just don't see it going away. And I'm not, while I know you guys like to deal with controversy.
What are you worried about?
I don't.
You're short tanker.
No, but I mean, you know, honestly, that was one of the greatest hang-ups that I had all along. Are they willing to come to the table and talk about how they're going to partner in this whole process? And if, but especially when I go past that area now almost every Sunday on the way to church, and I see all the development that's coming up around that. And you're talking about a lot of new homes going in that area that's going to direct us over in that school. So.
Well, so what we talked about first thing this morning puts this project on par in terms of the way it's designed, on par with Country Club Road, right? And how would you guys like to be sitting here talking about right now paving a gravel road to the country, to the native Country Club? I mean, you think about it, right? But since it was already done, we were able to do that, and then we took the bike path and handled it in a similar way to what we're talking about handling this bike path, which means to me we're putting it on par with one another.
But we also know that development and change over time as communities expand impacts other things that we may have to do. We've lived for a long time where we didn't have to worry about those, but as the development goes more in the northern portion of that state, where it bisects county property, county roads, it puts us in a situation where we've got to do something.
No question, and I think this makes it, if we were to pave from 190th up to the Gilbert city limits, it makes it more likely, not less likely, that you're going to see both. Well, Ames, I think, is done for a while at 190th. I don't think Ames is going to annex nor the 190th anytime soon. But I think it's very realistic that Gilbert is going to annex south along, and especially if this ends up being a paved road. I think it's really likely that they're going to pave south. But the people who suggest that doesn't benefit the county in any way, I think, are kidding themselves. We still see a benefit. Even though we spent the money to pave the road, it still has value to the county to see that happen. So I don't worry a whole lot about that. And like I say, Paul, I was right with you going through this. I was not happy about it. I couldn't figure out a way to make this all work. The reality is, the road use tax, like it or hate it, the road use tax has given us an opportunity to be able to fund this if we so choose.
Now, it does mean we're not spending some money some other places.
Kind of leads me to my next. I wanted to make you well aware. We usually don't have much of a construction program discussion at this meeting because it just carries over from our March five-year program. When we approved that last spring, there was two additional projects in FY17 that I did take out of this, mm-hmm. and we'll discuss that again in March. I just want to make you aware, and that is 590th Bridge, just south of E18. There's a bridge. We've done some repairs to it, so it'll last a couple of years longer, so delaying it's not a huge deal. And the other one's a smaller box just south of Cambridge on 580th, and both of them can take the delay, so there's no concern on that side, but we are moving them further down the road in order to fit this in there.
And are there any farm-to-market projects that we've got on the horizon?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tell me about those.
Most of them are just overlays of existing pavements. We don't, like say, have any new paving in the program anywhere. We get an additional, it's only $200,000 in the farm market account due to the fuel tax increase. Mm-hmm. But there's also been, I think there'll be a little bump we'll see in the federal program now too, so that's going to, but the federal aid routes are already paved, so we'd be just talking, redoing our pavements on that. But the farm market might open it up a little bit more to paving some new stuff.
Well, so that to me is where our conversation is going to lie. I'm not trying to take this off the grant because we need to finish that one to get you to the point where right. either we want to put this in the budget or we don't. But our farm market conversation, especially as it relates to 600th between Lincoln Highway and 30, is completely driven by what DOT does.
Right.
We need to have the capacity. Here's the reality on the whole Highway 30. We need to have the capacity to spend somewhere north of $1 million, somewhere along that corridor, no matter what DOT does, no matter what they go with, we better be prepared to spend about $1 million somewhere in there. And it's easier if it's farm to market, as I see it, it's easier if it's farm to market dollars than if it's anything else.
I didn't communicate with the mayor, but he sent, I think he gave us a letter about this task force, and didn't hear back from him. I don't think they have anything planned, but you'll
be part of it.
You'll keep us in the loop. The rumor I hear is that they, whatever group and loose spinning group in Nevada has met with the director, and then the director wants to proceed with
as planned. In both of them, even though. So the Nevada interchange is already on the calendar.
Right.
They don't have to do anything else other than just proceed.
Right.
The stretch from 600th over to 580th is not on the calendar yet, so they have to take action to
right.
put that on the calendar as designed. And as I understand it, that happens in April of this year, either yes or no. And, you know, it's interesting to me because originally I was led to believe the direct quote was, we won't build anything that nobody wants. And so if local government, being us, were to come out against something, we would just move on. We'd take the dollars we had available for that, and we'd move on. And so that was my expectation when the three of us decided to send that letter. I mean, you guys know that originally I didn't come down as strong as you guys did. We ended up clearly a 3-0 vote. I wrote the letter, we sent it on DOT, and my expectation at that point was that would effectively kill that project between the two, and then I was hoping we could have some conversations on how we were going to handle what's some very serious intersections there. 580 is a very serious intersection.
Right.
And now I'm not so sure that that's the case. Based on what I'm hearing that Director Trombino has said, I think they're just kind of thinking maybe they're just going to go ahead.
That's the indication I got from just some conversation here in Nevada. So.
Okay.
We'll see.
On this construction sheet, I want to point out down below under right-of-way reserve, the majority of that is right-of-way purchasing for Grant Avenue. So there's some additional money down below for that project.
Okay.
And yeah, that brings our total to $2.67 million. you have much more to add on construction unless you have any questions.
No. Well, I think you put together an outstanding budget again, as usual. Factored in a lot of things that we've looked at over the last few years in terms of things that are absolutely essential, such as bridge replacements and other types of things. And so
the only thing I'll add is and you always do a good job of this, but if you get close to the end of the year and you do have the capacity, you mentioned what, 6 grand for new welder, if that could come into this year. I think that's always advantageous. To me, it's most advantageous when we're building this budget because it helps us on the FY17 budget. I looked at that welder and I thought about asking, and I decided that, no, that was something we needed to leave in the FY17 budget. But Paul's 100% right. If we get near the end of the year and we know it's something we're going to buy, we might as well go ahead and get it when we have dollars available rather than wait, even though it'll be part of the FY17 budget.
I much prefer doing it that way if it's already a budgeted item.
No question.
It's something that comes up that we're just going to spend money on.
No risk is in here. Let's pull forward, not create.
Huh. Okay. Anything else? Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.